Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
From WNYC, New York Public Radio, this is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. This podcast is made possible by WNYC and its listeners, so please help support this free service by becoming a member at WNYC.org.
WNYC podcasts are supported by Holy Name Hospital in Teaneck, New Jersey, providing comprehensive centers in cardiovascular services, interventional radiology, and cancer care. More information at www.holyname.org.
This is Soundcheck at 93.9 WNYC and live online at WNYC.org. I'm John Schaefer. It's nearly summer, and that means lots of opportunities to enjoy the weather and to see some live music. With so many summer tours and music festivals coming up, what's worth seeing? Well, over the next few weeks, we're going to sample some of the best places to hear music, from the New York Philharmonic in the Park to jazz shows to pop music. Joining me now to share some picks for the summer pop music scene, local and around the country, is Leah Greenblatt from Entertainment Weekly. Their annual summer music preview comes out tomorrow. Leah, welcome today to Soundcheck.
Thanks for having me.
So last year we had U2, Paul McCartney, the Rolling Stones, major stadium tours. What's on the docket for this summer?
If you wanted to, there aren't any superstars of that ilk unless you want to talk about Madonna.
Well, basically, there she is in the background, so
yes,
let's talk about Madonna.
That would be our girl, Esther. Well, as you and I were just talking about before we went on the air, I just got the ticket prices today. So the cheap seats are $110, I believe, and it goes up to $1,135.
$1,100 per seat.
Yes.
To see Madonna in a big arena.
And that's not counting your ticket fees and your parking and your snacks and your merch.
Okay. This is her Confessions tour, right?
Yes.
Now, is this the thing?
Is there anything less left to confess? I don't know.
Is this the thing that she sort of previewed at the Coachella Festival recently?
This is. She was late for that, and I believe that was about a 20-minute set. So hopefully for your $1,100, you'll get, you know, how much is that a minute? I don't know.
What about, so you think that that Madonna is probably the big kind of arena act of the summer?
Well, she's the superstar, but honestly, I think perhaps the most successful tour will be the American Idols tour.
All right, now tell me what that is.
That is, I believe, the final 10 contestants on the show. And, I'm sure it's almost like a Carnival Cruise Line kind of thing. They bust out the Elvis and the, you know, mm-hmm, the disco and the country and whatever. But it's what people want to see, and they want to see it in person.
Do you know if it's, are the judges? I mean, do you see Paula and Simon and Randy?
That is not a part of it. There's no gladiator aspect to it.
Okay.
There's no judging.
All right. So it's basically the 10 finalists. And so for everybody who was disappointed at whoever wins, you know, you get to see your
exactly
favorite. So they're pretty much guaranteed good crowds is what you're
exactly
saying.
Exactly.
All right. How do we know whether the summer of 06 is going to be a successful one like 05 or one that's kind of, you know, down as 04 was? Do we have any kind of indication of that so far?
Well, I think the industry chicken littles have said the sky is falling for years, basically. In terms of summer releases, there aren't the huge sort of acts that there were last summer. The Foo Fighters, the Coldplays, the Shakiras, Black Eyed Peas, they all had albums last summer, so it was a lot sort of... There aren't that many tent poles this year. I mean, there's Outkast, there's Christina Aguilera, but... In terms of touring, Red Hot Chili Peppers just had their first number one album in their entire career, just debuted at number one this week. They're going to be touring, I believe, through November,
mm-hmm,
and they're playing some festival dates. Most of these acts are doing additional festival dates. People like Elvis Costello, Kanye West, Red Hot Chili Peppers, they'll play a Lollapalooza or a Bonnaroo as well as their own dates.
Right. And do they generally do the same? I mean, Elvis Costello's been touring around with the great New Orleans pianist, Alan Toussaint. He's also
right
been touring with this Dutch Metropole Orchest, big jazz
yes
band.
So he'll play Bonnaroo with the Impostors. He'll headline Bonnaroo with them, but otherwise he's on the road with Alan Toussaint and various guests, I'm guessing, because their album together is due out, I think, this week or next week.
So do you it seems from what you've said so far that we're really looking at kind of established artists, you know, people who've had, you know, from medium length to long careers.
Well, not entirely, actually. There's things like Panic at the Disco is doing really well. They're doing an extended tour. I mean, they're like the second generation. I mean, Fall Out Boy only became big really this year, and they're a signing of Fall Out Boys, and they're selling out everywhere. The Vans Warped Tour, which is a bunch of bands most people over 14 don't care for, consistently, I think they're in their 12th year, they sell out wherever they go.
Okay. What about, this will be a bunch of names that the under 14 crowd probably don't have too much familiarity with, but Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young.
You underestimate our young people.
You think?
No, you don't. Yeah, it's actually kind of surprising. I mean, Neil Young has his new record out, but for whatever reason, he's going out with the guys. I believe this is their 37th year.
Wow.
Not continuous, of course.
Of course,
but
yeah. But this will be, I mean, when was the last time that CSNNY did tour together?
I think their last album together was 6 or 7 years ago, so it was around then. I mean, Neil's had all his health problems. He had the aneurysm,
right.
And, you know, he's got his children who are ill, so he is less likely to pick up and get in a van for 2 months.
Right. Are they really doing this in a van after 37 years? I kind of doubt it, but Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young, they are part of the summer music festival scene. We're speaking with Leah Greenblatt from Entertainment Weekly on Soundcheck.
Almost cut my hair. It happened just the other day. Getting kind of long. I could have said it was in my way, but I didn't, and I wonder why. I feel like letting my freak flag fly. Yes, I
All right, for you old, unrepentant Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young fans, there's a little preview of what's coming around this summer when the four of them, now approaching their 40th anniversary together, hit the road.
How old does
for
that make
tour.
You feel, huh?
So, I mean, the four of them, certainly there's a lot of water under those bridges collectively and together.
Yes, bridges of troubled water, to borrow from some contemporaries of theirs.
Well, now, is this expected to be kind of an oldies show, you know, greatest hits kind of thing?
I believe that at this point they're going to stick with the stuff you know. I mean, Neil Young and Stephen Stills both have new albums. But I imagine they know what people are paying for, because these are not going to be cheap tickets either.
Mm-hmm.
People want to put out the blanket, bring out, you know, the wine, and just kind of enjoy it.
Is this expected to do well, this particular tour?
I think it will be not splashy and spectacular, but I think it's a pretty solid bet. Mm-hmm. At this point, they know their audience, and their audience tends to have the money to spend on something like this.
All right. Now, for people who don't want to hit the arenas and the stadiums, is there a kind of a next tier level of touring going on?
There is some more intimate stuff. I mean, I would definitely recommend, you know, seeing Sonic Youth, even though I don't know what the venues will be. They're celebrating their 25th year. They've got a great new album, which I think is out next month, called Rather Ripped. They're also playing Lollapalooza, Bonnaroo. I think maybe there's a festival in Cleveland they're also playing. But they're still great to see.
Mm-hmm.
And Fiona Apple.
Bring your earplugs.
Yes. Oh, the feedback. But yeah, Fiona Apple is touring, and she tends to stick to more intimate venues because it's the nature of her music.
Right.
And she's got David Garza and Damien Rice supporting her.
Mm-hmm.
And she's a little less likely to, you know, freak out in the middle of a set and run away. So she's definitely matured, and she's really something to see.
Well, she's also, in addition to touring, now you mentioned how a lot of these touring acts are stopping and doing festivals. She will
yes.
be at Central Park Summer Stage this summer.
Yes, which, barring bad weather, should be pretty awesome.
A little bit of Fiona Apple's latest album called Extraordinary Machine.
Please, 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 no more melodies. They lock and pack their pity. They've been made up already. Please, 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 no more maladies. I'm so tired of crying. You'd think I was a siren. But me and everybody's on the sad same team. Sad brain screaming. Give us something familiar, something similar to what we know already. That will keep us steady, steady, steady going nowhere.
Fiona Apple will be at Central Park Summer Stage on July 26th as part of her summer touring with Damien Rice, who's a really fine singer and songwriter. We're speaking with Leah Greenblatt from Entertainment Weekly. The annual Summer Music Preview issue comes out tomorrow. And Bruce Springsteen, I mean, we started talking
Bruce.
About kind of the stadium, the arena rock.
Yes.
Now we're talking about maybe somewhat smaller venues, and it's surprising to be talking about Springsteen in that, you know, at that setting, in that kind of level.
Well, this is for the Pete Seeger album, so this is less Born to Run, more Free to Be You and Me kind of thing. he's going to have the whole backup, but yeah, it's going to be... It's a more low-key kind of folksy. There's going to be no Little Stevie, no Clarence Clemens.
Right.
It's not that kind of thing.
Kind of a bunch of friends out on stage singing songs that they like.
Yeah.
That's the kind of feel that the album goes for. So.
Yes.
Okay. Nine Inch Nails, you know, family favorites.
You know, actually, I saw Nine Inch Nails at Coachella last year, and it was an amazing show. I just turned 41 this week, I think, and... he's actually better than he's been in a long time. I think maybe because he's sober.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to assume that. But also he's got Bauhaus, who also played Coachella last year, which was a pretty great show to see Peter Murphy coming
after all
down
those,
the stage upside down to do Bela Lugosi's Dead with his little hands crossed in the coffin position. And then TV on the Radio, a great local band who were handpicked by Trent Reznor to support them for the whole tour. And they've got a great new album coming out either July or August.
Okay, so it's not just the old timers. You've already mentioned TV on the Radio and Panic at the Disco. So you know there are some you know younger acts that are getting out there and making some noise.
There are. Yeah, and I think to be you know like David Bowie's on the new TV on the Radio record. They've kind of been anointed a little bit by the older generation, which is cool. They're great musicians. You know they were playing warehouses and sidewalks in Bushwick. You know, a year or two ago. So to see them playing nationwide stadiums is pretty great.
So who generally goes to the summer festivals? I mean, at Coachella, are you looking at a crowd of people who are in their 40s and saw Nine Inch Nails when they first came out? Or is it, you know, are you getting a younger generation?
Well, it
too?
Was odd this year at something like Coachella because you have Madonna and then the last minute edition of Kanye West. What's traditionally supposed to be an alternative or indie rock festival.
Right.
So in that case, you get people buying tickets because they're super fans of Madonna or Kanye, which is, you get a sort of weird oil and water mix at these shows. There are things like the Intonation Festival and Lollapalooza, which are both happening in Chicago this summer.
Mm-hmm.
Intonation was originally curated by Pitchfork, and now it's curated this year by Vice magazine. A lot of that sort of left field...
The more indie rock stuff.
Now, yeah.
Does that mean that Pitchfork is not doing its own music?
Pitchfork is doing their own.
They are. Okay.
So there's in sort of response to Vice taking over this one.
Okay.
But you'll see great people like Rocky Erickson at the Intonation who hasn't played in, well, he actually was in Austin, but, you know, 20 years he hasn't been out there.
I guess the Pitchfork Music Festival will feature bands like Spoon and Art Brut, who are actually here in town at the Knitting Factory tonight.
Yes.
Fun band
they
from England.
They are just like the court jesters. They're so much fun, and it's a British expression, I guess, but they kind of take the piss. So, there you go.
That's one of those expressions that crosses the Atlantic pretty easily, I think, Leah.
Yeah.
What other festivals are out there? I mean, if you look further west.
Sasquatch is gorgeous. Happens in eastern Washington. It's a three-day thing. And they've actually got a really great lineup. I think from Nine Inch Nails to Sufjan Stevens, you know, and it's such a beautiful place to do it. A lot of these festivals have off-site camping. I believe the only one that has on-site camping is Bonnaroo, which mm-hmm. happens in Manchester, Tennessee.
Now, Bonnaroo has really become one of the heavy hitters of the,
yes.
the summer music festival
yes,
scene.
Yes, in 5 years, it went from being sort of an also-ran kind of stinky hippie caravan, you know, veggie burrito thing to this kind of powerhouse, you know, Elvis Costello, Beck, Tom Petty, Bonnie Raitt, Death Cab for Cutie, Radiohead playing their only U.S. festival gig. And that's because they flew out one of Radiohead's managers last year to the festival. They sold him on it.
Mm-hmm.
They'd done, I think 3 years ago, they did Coachella, but they haven't stepped back over here since then. And, of course, Tom York announcing his solo record.
Right.
This
and
week.
Then the usual spate of, is the band breaking up rumors
yes.
and all of that.
They
kind
say
of
no,
stuff.
And I've actually gotten a sneak preview, and it's a very Radiohead-y record. It's not a huge departure.
Okay. We're speaking with Leah Greenblatt from Entertainment Weekly. Their annual summer music preview issue comes out tomorrow. Leah, if you had only one festival this summer to go to, what would it be?
I'm going to have to say Bonnaroo. You know, just because of the on-site thing, it's rural Tennessee. You're going to get to see, I mean, I think there's upwards of 400 bands. You know, you've got your Brooklyn stuff like Clap Your Hands, Say Yeah, and all those kind of, you know, blogger favorites. And then mm-hmm. you've got, I mean, who doesn't want to see Tom Petty or Elvis Costello?
All right. So you know? Bonnaroo in Manchester is the town?
Manchester, I think it's like an hour and a half out of Nashville.
Yeah. Okay. And the dates of that?
June, what is that?
13, 14 or something like that?
June 16th through 18th.
16th through 18th.
It might be sold out. I would check online. I think it's still got some tickets available.
All right. There's also Kanye West at Lollapalooza, and Death Cab for Cutie and Beck are actually in Sasquatch as well, so they seem to be doing the festival circuit.
Yes.
And Leah Greenblatt from Entertainment Weekly, thank you for giving us a summer preview this afternoon. Up next, jazz trumpeter Dave Douglas, and then a mini Sundance Festival, a film festival going on at BAM. We'll talk to one of the filmmakers about his documentary on the conflicting images and messages of hip-hop. Thanks for listening to Soundcheck from WNYC, New York Public Radio. Every day we dig into what's happening in music, and you can hear everything we do and check out our other podcasts at WNYC.org or on iTunes. All of this is made possible by WNYC and its listeners, so please help support this free service by becoming a member at WNYC.org. And thanks.